Welcome back here on Radio On The Go. We're joined by the head coach of Clarion Goldfield Dawes football, Caleb Vogel, as the Cowboys are back in the postseason, and they are going to be making a trip here in the Class 1A postseason first round down to Columbus Catholic in Waterloo. And coach, your initial thoughts on facing the Sailors here to begin your postseason run?
Columbus, just by watching film on them a little bit, they got some good athletes that we're going to have to be able to contain. They got two pretty good wideouts, number 5 and number 12, who are leading the team in receptions. Their running back, number 2, he's pretty decent. I don't know, stat-wise, how many yards. And then they got a pretty good quarterback that's about 6'1", and listed at 215, and he can throw the ball. So we just have to be disciplined on the back end. They're going to throw a lot of different formations at us. They're going to spread out some of the linemen and the slot receiver just to kind of throw us off. We just got to keep our players composed and make sure that they're focused and understand their assignments and not get too confused or lost in space or those type of funky formations and, just play fast and have fun.
How prep has gone here this week for your team getting ready for a new opponent that you haven't faced here in a little while?
Exciting. Kids are super excited. We've had 2 days of practice now. It's exciting that you're in the playoffs for one, but it's also exciting you haven't we haven't seen this opponent, I think, since 2011 was the last time that we saw them. And having a new team like that, going to a different place, it is fun. You know, you see a lot of different things you don't usually see, new group of kids you don't see. So just having that ability, to look at on film, it's fun. And just to be ready for them is going to be a chore, just like any other team that we got to get ready for. But we'll be ready for them. Kids are excited. Staff's excited. We can't wait to get after them on Friday.
What you'd like to see from your offense attacking this Sailors defense to set your team up for success in your opener?
We just got to come out fast. We have to limit those mental mistakes, those unforced errors. We cannot jump off sides. We can't be sustaining the drive and then go backwards and go forward. We have to be consistent. We have to have that mindset of, hey, we're going to score in every possession. Up front, we just have to be physical. Our offensive linemen have to get after it. We got 3-4 really good backs plus our quarterback that can handle the rock. And so up front, we have got to be physical right off the whistle.
You had mentioned a lot of playmakers for this Sailors team offensively. What your defense needs to do coverage-wise to slow them down and potentially force some turnovers to set up more opportunities for your offense?
Communicate. Tell our safeties, you're the center fielder back there. You got to see what's going on. You got to be able to communicate what you see. Let our linebackers know. And if there's something that doesn't go right, let us coaches know. And we'll be able to make adjustments. But we got to be able to fly the ball. We got to be able to contain the quarterback up front. Our defense line has done a great job all year. Our linebackers have done a great job. Our DBs have. We just got to put all that stuff together, play as one, play fast, be physical, be aggressive, and just have fun playing hard-nosed football. It's just what we do at in Clarion, and we'll continue to do that Friday, no matter who we're playing.
What your message to the team is as you enter a win-or-go-home spot?
Yeah, this is moments like this you're going to remember forever. This is a fun time. It's just because it's the playoffs, it's because they're 5-3, just because we're 5-3, doesn't mean nothing. This is just another game to us. I just got to get after it, have fun doing it, play our stuff, trust, believe in ourselves, have faith in God that He's going to lead us to wherever He wants to lead us to, and just know that you got however many guys, coaches to back you up if something goes wrong. And just have fun playing football.
Final thoughts, coach, is this Cowboys team is back in the postseason and is playing some of your best football going into the postseason as you begin that journey on Friday night.
We'll just continue to keep doing what we've been doing. We got to be perfect from the start. These are fun times, like I said before, and just enjoy these moments because these don't happen all the time. And just continue to play great football, and it will be a fun night on Friday.
Well, Coach, congrats to you and the Cowboys on making a return to the postseason, and best of luck as you get this postseason journey underway on Friday at Columbus Catholic.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.